How are we doing? This is your Power Echoes show with Julie Sil Kalunji of Jules Cow Political, and today I'm gonna itch your scratch or scratch your itch. Which one is it? I would love to share with you the one resource that has pure organic traffic for you and will help you get that rank, increased reach, increased authority, brand exposure, you name it. Jalia Nabs, how are you doing? Anna Sozi, I see you. So guys, welcome to this broadcast. And for those of you that don't know me, I'm Julie Sil Kalunji. Like I said before, I'm a mom of two, wife to one. I am a home-based business entrepreneur. I am a high personal performance coach. I help you leverage social media and the online space to create the results you're looking for in your business, whether you're a small business owner, an entrepreneur, and a marketer, or a social savvy corporate. Andy Achiga, how you doing? Christiana Ari, how are you doing? Layla Knighty, I see you. Hi. Blog Profits Academy in the house. The man, the coach, the one and only Andy Achiga. If you want to learn about sales and more sales, you will do no worse than Andy Achiga. He is the best that I know. So connect with the guy. And for those of you that are new to this platform, fist bump, high five. Do not forget to introduce yourself. Drop a one in the comments below. If you have been to this platform before, this is my vote of gratitude. I am inspired by you. I step up because of you, and I'm thankful that you're here. Again, high five, fist bump. And you know what to do today. Right now, it is time to invite your friends, invite your bears, your boos, your haters, so they can stop hating on you and get results in their business. So let's go do that. I'm going to invite my friends. You do the same. Felicia Dramore. Hiya, darling. I love your kid. Layla Naiti, how are you? Rockstar moi. Thank you, babes. Yeah, fist bump, bro. So, guys, right now is your opportunity to invite those people that you know you want to see get results in their life, in their business, in their career. So, thank you, Felicia. Good to see you. Good. But I've made life easier for all of you, my peeps. If you type Julie Sil Live, one word, no space, in the search bar inside of Facebook, you'll have a list of all my lives. And if you just scroll to the bottom and click see all, they'll rearrange themselves in the order of episodes. This is episode number 57. I have over 700 videos. I just could not go back beyond 50. So I decided to just stop at that. Most of them are on my blog anyway. So if you want to watch something and have some more meat and potatoes, I love that, you can find that on my blog as well at julescowpoly.com. That's how it's pronounced. A lot of people go Julie Sil Sly La La Jules Cowpoly. That's what it is. It's very simple. And if you are in any kind of business, and by the way, whether you're a corporate or not, you are the business, you go and apply for a contract to work for a certain company in your corporate capacity, in your profession. You have to treat yourself like you are a business owner. You have to treat yourself like you're the CEO of that specific part of your life. Otherwise, you don't get to grow very far in your business. That's the secret I shared with some ladies a while back, that a lot of people think that, I don't own a business, I'm in a job. As long as you apply for a job, you are applying for a contract. You are the brand, and you have to carry yourself like you're the CEO if you're going to get that top job inside of your company. Right, let's get back to something else I want to tell you before I get started into scratching your itch or itching your scratch. Hey, Fifi, thank you for liking. I see you, and thank you. And guys, as soon as you join, just like this video, love it, wow it, whatever. You're here live, so you may as well wow it and love it, so other people can say, wow, there's something amazing happening somewhere. Right, let me scratch your itch. If you're in direct sales, if you're an online marketer, an internet marketer, if you're a coach, if you're an entrepreneur of any sort, you want footprints in the online space, that's called traffic. You want footprints to come into your business, into your organization, and you want those people to be targeted. You want those people to be excited, interested, ready to do whatever the heck you ask them to do. And in the online space, that's targeted traffic, your target audience. I think it was Kurt Chill who said niche. Yes, your niche need people who are in need of your niche product, service, or platform. So if you don't have them, you are struggling, and struggle is not your portion. Marajib, how are you doing? So here's the deal. You need resources in life. And resources help you to live an easy and much easier life. You know, your life is going to get much easier. You want to do the things you want to do as opposed to carrying the donkey all the time. And if you're working all the time, you are carrying the donkey. Now, in the online space, traffic is a major, major thing. And last week and early this week, we talked about the Facebook traffic. Today, I'd like to introduce to you a whole completely different platform that does for my brand without even having to spend hours, not even 1 hour, not even 30 minutes. I don't spend more than 10 to 15 minutes maximum on that platform per week. And it's right here online. Sumaya Monica, how are you doing? I'm introducing to you what we call Pinterest. And even Pinterest has resources and tools and various things that you can use to even make that journey faster, to automate your systems in a much more focused way. So Hassan Kings, thank you. Hard blessing gifts, I see you. So here's the deal. Today, I want to share with you how you can leverage Pinterest traffic to get the results you're looking for. A lot of you are sitting here on Facebook, and you have no clue, especially if you're selling tangible, touchable, testable, feelable products, that Pinterest is where you should be spending a bit of your time and maybe a bit of your ad dollar. So, I wrote this book for you. Turn it upside down. Yeah, this book is called The Art of Pinterest Profit, and I published it on October 2016. It has been an amazing, amazing resource. It brings me at least 40 sales per week. That's Amazon, a minimum. And that's on complete autopilot. It's all about Pinterest and automating your life and making more sales via Pinterest. Now, a lot of you are on Instagram. Pinterest is like Instagram times 200%. You get better results. You get better traffic. You get better traction. You get better connections. You get a better network from Pinterest. This book is on Amazon. This was a test cover, so you will find a whole completely different cover on it if you decide to go look at it. It is part of the pinned resources on this video right now. You can get, can you get a signed copy? You would have to bring your copy over here to Liverpool, and you can do that this summer, cut chill. So you want to come to Liverpool in the summer? You can come and we can sign your copy of The Art of Pinterest Profits. And I'll tell you something, out of this Art of Pinterest Profits, I created a completely full-bodied 8-module training that helps you to get Pinterest even more working for you. And that's called the Ultimate Pinterest Roadmap. It's very, very detailed. It's updated on a regular basis, and it's all online, so you can sample it in the comfort of your home and at your own pace. Again, the link is below this video. You can learn some more about it. So I genuinely encourage you and recommend these resources for you. Now, Pinterest. Pinterest, for some of you have never even heard of Pinterest. Some of you know it, but you don't have a clue what to do with it. Trying to up your game in traffic means you're going to have to go on over there to Pinterest. And it is a powerful marketing tool, predominantly because it's a search engine. If you optimize your content and people get to see it on Pinterest, I guarantee you, you will be like you're on Amazon. More sales, more sales, more sales. Like I told you, this book is making more sales because I have put it all over Pinterest, and people come from Pinterest and buy this book on The Art of Pinterest Profits. Most of my sales don't come from Amazon anything. It's because I have this on Pinterest auto-looped through a resource, one of the resources I'm going to share with you in order to get the results I'm looking for. I have a list of over 50 tools you can use. You don't have to use all 50 because I'm sure people are going, what, 50? You only need, hey darling, you only need at least maybe 3 or 4 of those tools and you're good to go. Now, it will save you time. It will increase your reach and it will increase your conversions. Time, better reach, more conversions. If you're not automating your services, if you're not automating your time, you are definitely spending a ton of time carrying the donkey. Right here on Facebook, right? If you're not using the platform to market your platform, you are leaving money on the table and you're carrying the donkey again. So many marketers, so many entrepreneurs, so many investors who've invested in yourselves in the various products or services, and you're not leveraging the platform you're on. This is Facebook, but I'm talking about Pinterest today. So let's check it out. We have Pinterest tools for scheduling. We have Pinterest tools for infographics, that is creating your images. We have Pinterest metric tools. We have mobile tools. We have sources. We have design tools for Pinterest. We have so many tools that you can use to change the way you leverage Pinterest. So let's start with the best Pinterest tools. I'll tell you now, for strategy, in order to be able to reach more people, to automate your times, you can't go wrong with Tailwind. You can go check out Tailwind inside of julescalper.com/twined. And I'll leave a list of resources inside of the comments. Beyond the pinned comment, I'll leave a list of some of the resources, the most important ones that you want to leverage so that you don't miss out. And you want your brand to be seen. You want your products to be seen. You want to reach more people. You want to make more sales, period. Really. All this traffic is all about making more sales, impacting more lives, getting your product, service, or platform to more people. And you want, there are some free ones, there are some paid ones. I'm going to give you both of them so that you can better understand and better leverage your services. Now, Tailwind gives you at least 100 free pins to pin on there. When you use that tool and you use the free resource, you will see your reach go like this, and you will get so excited you won't want to come down. But everything that goes up must come down, because once you go up, it's literally checking how your whole pinning schedule, pinning style, what you pin, where you pin, the topics, the products, the services, and then it kind of comes down a little bit and then levels up, and then it keeps you in traffic for as long as you use it. I have not seen my traffic go down ever since I started using Tailwind. And by the way, you can use that on mobile and on desktop. It's called Pin Pinterest. Pin Pinterest is slightly different from Tailwind. It is more of you use it when you want to. There is no commitment. There is no monthly commitment. You can decide, this month I want to increase my sales for Valentine's. By the way, if you have not yet put out your Valentine's content, you're missing out. If you're a marketer, you should be looking at what event, what special day is coming up, and getting ready to get your product to market right now. So You definitely would want to be sending more traffic to your content that's talking about Valentine's, your product that you want people to buy for their loved ones and for their lovers and for their I won't say the name. So you want to be setting your content out right now. You're getting a little bit, cutting it a little bit late, because usually your pin gets to be seen and gets to attract and pull and get traction in about 3 to 4 weeks. So you really need to get started if you have a product you want to be in the market, flying off the shelf by Valentine's Day. So there are some Pinterest owned tools. Pinterest itself has a Pinterest mobile app that you should definitely download on your mobile phone. That's one of my other phones. I think the other one is on charge right there. So yeah, you should have Pinterest. I have Pinterest downloaded on this phone. You should have the Pinterest app on your phone. You get notifications. You get to see who's pinning your content. You get to see, Pinterest sends you some really cool bits or pins, and which are usually attached to a piece of content. And you get to keep on top of your Pinterest. There's the Rich Pin Validator. That's only useful for you if you have a website. If you don't have a website, don't worry about the Rich Pin Validator. But if you do, you really need to have it. Then there is the Pinterest widget for developers. Again, if you don't have a website, you don't need that one. But I'm assuming I'm talking to professionals here. I'm not talking to people who just want to keep getting stuff and then going away and not applying it to your business. So you need Pinterest tracking tools. And the best tools out there outside of Pinterest Analytics, do you know where your Pinterest Analytics are? Do you know where to find them? It's very easy. When you log into your Pinterest, on the left side corner at the top, you find Analytics. You just click on that and you'll see exactly how your pins are doing how many people are clicking on your links, how many people actually click through from your pin to your website, at what time of day, where did they come from. Amazing stuff. Tailwind, I'm telling you, Tailwind is amazing. It tells you all that information and then some. I love it. And again, I go through all these resources inside of this book and how they can help you and how you can use them. So that's a very great resource that helps you to do all that. The Art of Pinterest Profits, you can find it on Amazon. And again, there's a link below this video that you can use if you like. But just go type into the Amazon bar, The Art of Pinterest Profits, or type Julie Sylvia Kalungi. The books I've written will show up for you and you can choose The Art of Pinterest Profits. The cover, like I said, is different. This was a test cover and we didn't go forward with it. Right, so anyone running a business needs to track your actions, needs to scale up or down depending on what it is you're doing and using. If a product or service is not doing what it says on the package, you scale down on its use so that you can scale up your resources on another product that's working for you. What do I mean by that? If you're spending, say, $50 a month on a tool that's supposed to help attract more traffic to you or get you more sales, and it's not doing what it says on the bottle, you say, we are not using that for the next 3 months and see what happens when we're not using it. We're putting that $50 towards this other resource that we want to test out to see if it brings the results that this one could have brought. So you can scale up, scale down, scale, or just balance out. It's up to you. So you want to convert your account to a business account. First of all, if you have a Pinterest account, you want to convert it to a business account. If you don't have a Pinterest account yet, or you are not yet leveraging it the way you should, then I don't know. That's why you're not getting results you're looking for from it. You know, if you do not focus on something, you will not get the results you're looking from it. When you do something consistently and you scale up and you increase and you persevere, you get the results you're looking from it. A lot of people are looking for results in the wrong places, especially for your direct sales, internet, online marketing, network marketing kind of business. And I want you to be that person that is getting results from at least 2 online resources that are bringing results for you. I want you to do that for you. And at one time or other, you will look at your phone and you don't have nobody to call. Not because you don't have people on your phone, but because you've run through the people you believe can do what you need, what you're doing, and you don't see anyone else who may be interested. Or you've gone through some people and they are completely disinterested with what you're sharing. You've run out of rope. So you want to use online resources in this digital era to build you up. You're the brand. People buy from you. They buy because of you. They relate to you. They resonate with you and they buy. Now, these resources can be used to showcase your brand, your mission, your message, and someone feels like they know you and they've never even met you, and they're gonna buy from you. I guarantee you. In fact, my testimony is almost every single person that is on my client list in the last 18 months has come from the online space, specifically social media. Think about that. And I don't charge a small fee for what I do. So for people to trust me without knowing me personally, but they feel they know me because of what I put out online, is a powerful testimony. You should be trying it sometime. So here's the deal. Let us go on to the next design tools. You know, in business, you want to attract people, you want to grab their attention, you want to galvanize them into action, you want to hypnotize them. David Kulava, thank you. I see you. Here's the deal. In order to do that, you want to have the best visuals that you can have in the market. Now, Pinterest is highly visual. Even Facebook is highly visual. I mean, we're here live and you're looking at me because you see me, you can hear me, and therefore you can relate and you love what I'm saying, and maybe you love looking at me, whatever. I'm happy. I love you staying here with me. Here's the deal. You want to get the best tools to be able to create the best visuals. And on Pinterest, your visuals speak your 1,000 words for you. Now, we have the one tool that I can't live without, not just for Pinterest, but for my blog, for my banners, for my cards, for my everything that's visual and everything in between. It's free. I don't own it, so I don't want to be hiding and cuckoo-tarrying with it. It's called Canva. Canva.com. Like canvas without the S. Canva.com. Someone type that in the comments below so other people can find it. I'd be really grateful. You know, last time I had some amazing, if you want to create beautiful image quotes, you want to create beautiful banners, you want to invite people to an event and you want to create the visuals that are going to go with it, you want to create a banner for your Facebook page that looks amazing, you want to create a banner for your church ministry or for your organization, for your charity, for your business, you want to create a banner for you, heck, why not? You're the brand. Use Canva.com. It's an amazing. Yes, Virens Curtis, it's Canva.com. Amazing. Thank you. So here's the deal. Thank you, Felicia. I love you. Canva can help you create amazing images all for free. It is created by award-winning designers and they've created award-winning designs all for free for you. And here's the deal. If you like something that is not free, it's going to cost you all of $1. $1. Seriously? Instead of paying somebody, I don't know, $500 to design your canvas for you and for your banner, go create it on Canva. You can create images and banners for your Pinterest, Twitter, Facebook headers, blog post. You can design any size that you want for your book. Oh my goodness, everything. It's an amazing tool. And if you're not using it yet for your visuals, you are missing out. You can create amazing visuals for your Instagram, for your tweets, right there on Canva. If you're not using it, Kristen McDaniel, how are you doing? I see you. You are missing out. And I use it to create our pins, which are the images that you put on Pinterest, which pins are already optimized on Canva by 734 by 1200, around the pixel size for your a highly optimized Pinterest image. High def, beautiful colors, everything that Pinterest loves. Kristen McDaniel, thank you. I appreciate you. So here's the deal. 80% of travel bloggers, 80% of bloggers are using Canva. Are you? Well, you can join the number. PicMonkey is another one. Some people are pro PicMonkey and against Canva. It's a personal choice. If you're visual and you want to have a little bit of more like almost what's the word, Photoshop, maybe PicMonkey would be your resource. You know, there's a bit more with PicMonkey than with Canva, but I prefer Canva for the visuals, for this crisp, clean, contemporary. I prefer Canva. Then there's Stencil. Again, all these I'm giving you are free, but they each have a paid option. But you, with what the value you get with the free, you absolutely don't need the paid option. Then there's Pablo. I love Pablo. When I'm in a rush and I don't want to go Canva, I just go Pablo and just add text and I'm done. Bam, 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 bish, bash, bosh. You can create Instagram images, Twitter images, Pinterest images, Facebook images with Pablo. And they have stock-free images, royalty-free images, so you'll never get caught out by somebody going, oh, you stole my image, because the images they use on Pablo, in other words, they already have images there for you, but you can upload images on there as well. Beautiful, beautiful resource. Very easy. It's an app as well, and you don't need to download it anywhere. You just use it on your desktop, and you can create beautiful images for your social media on the go without having to log into Canva and start play with templates, okay? Because they're already optimized on Pablo. You just click on Facebook image, Twitter image, Pinterest image, or whatever. And the template comes already. So there's Snapper, there's Photoshop, there's Illustrator. There are so many. I don't want to go into all those. In order to attract more people, you can also go use sourced images, as in images created by other people that have given you the right to use them free, so you'll never get into trouble with, or you didn't give me attribution, you use my image, blah, de blah. Hey, Muhammad Krima, how you doing? You are welcome. You are most welcome. Sebu Gwao Ani, I see you. So here's the deal. I get my images from I use Talk Images a lot, but I use my good old phone a lot as well. Why? Because nobody can ever say I use their image, whatever the case. I use my own images. I take pictures. These days, your smartphone is a mega tool. I'm talking about your phone. Right now, I'm talking about your phone. Toby, I see you. Your smartphone is the best thing that happened to you. It is your business tool. It is your personal tool. It is your visual tool. I don't know who uses a camera anymore apart from people who are in the visual and videography industry. I think our camera has stayed in its bag for a good 2, 3, 4 years now. Because we are all using our phones. And most of the time we are even using our phones inside of a social platform. You are inside of Facebook and you take a picture and you upload it on Facebook immediately. You are inside of WhatsApp and you take a picture inside of WhatsApp immediately. Who's using their camera anymore? I don't know. Your Android or your smartphone or your Apple phone is doing great right now. I don't know who isn't using that to attract traffic to them by the visuals you create. Okay. Let's talk about some things here. Hang on a minute. Traffic through Pinterest. Now, a lot of people don't know how to use Pinterest to attract traffic. That's what I teach you inside of the resource I created. I already showed you the book that you can get on Amazon and the full 8-module video experience that you can get through the Ultimate Pinterest Roadmap. The link is below, pinned on the comment. Now, here's the deal. In order to schedule and free you, I told you earlier that I spend maybe 10-15 minutes maximum on that platform a week. I'm not joking. I spend 10 to 15 minutes on Pinterest a week. Why? Because I use those 10 to 15 minutes to automate and to check my results. In other words, I check what I am doing, what I'm automating. I track my actions and then I scale up or scale down. I told you Tailwind, an amazing scheduling tool. I schedule 40 pins per day. 40 pins per day via Tailwind. I schedule 100 pins per day via Pinterest. I follow 90 people per day via Pinterest. I unfollow over 150 via Pinterest. If you're not active, if you're not doing much, if our brands don't gel, if I don't like what you share, you're unfollowed. And it's all automatic. I just give the instructions of what I want done inside of these resources. It's amazing. I spend so much time with my family while my business is running on autopilot. So that's why I say you can make money whether you're sleeping, beaching, or working. Beaching as in on a beach. Or beaching. I don't beach. Thank you. But you see how you're doing. I see you. High five. Fist bump. Welcome. So here's the deal. Tailwind includes functions like setting up a schedule or pin, setting up, bulking up on your scheduling, looping. That's why I told you my book sells, I sell at least 40 books a week, not a day, not a month, a week, at least of these books. So I get a few bits of money from Amazon. Every little helps, right? Just by selling my book through looping it on Pinterest. And I schedule using Tailwind. Like I said, I'll give you the links once I'm done with this video. Sarah Dembe, thank you for inviting Hadi. So, you can increase the engagement on your content. You can increase your sales right there on Pinterest using these tools. And with Pinterest, they don't care about your links. Add your links and bring them every day. Change out your links every blessed day. They don't care. As long as you do not shorten the URL. They absolutely despise URL shorteners like Bitly, Googly, Tiny URL, Sumoly, or whatever URL shortener you're using. They just hate it. So don't use it on Pinterest. Use your pure, clean link. If it's an affiliate link, don't mind. The other link that they are not very excited about is your Amazon link. So I use my website Pretty Link to couch my Amazon link that I'm not shortening, I'm actually pretty linking and branding myself. So I use my branded links inside of Pinterest as opposed to using URL shorteners. Some of you understand what I'm saying. If you don't, please feel free to reach out to me. That's what I like to do. If you reach out to me, I'm open to talking about things that I've talked about in the live. Don't reach out to me and go, you know what I'm talking about. You do that, I do this. Then you do that, then I do this. And we spend all day waving at each other every day. What's that all about? Come onto my wall and let's wave at each other, right? So, scheduling 100 pins for free. You can do that on Tailwind, and then you decide whether you want to take it into part of your ecosystem. Board Booster is another one. It's great for looping. It's great for growing your reach. I don't use it anymore. I use Tailwind and Pin Pinterest. And I've told you why I do that. So there are several others. They viral tag. There's Buffer. There's Co-Schedule. They are paid products, and you pay a pretty penny to use them per year. So let's look at some other tools that I use. Some of you understand metrics. Some of you understand what metrics do for you in your business. If you don't know your numbers, you don't know what you're doing, and you won't know when you've achieved what it is you're looking for. What are you looking to achieve with your business? When you go for a job, you know exactly what they're offering. I mean, they say, if you want to be a housing manager, we're offering you between 30,000 and 45,000 pounds a year. So you know exactly what you're going for. Break that down into a monthly figure, and you know what you're earning per month. Break that down into 52 weeks, and you know what you're earning per week. Break that down into daily figure. You're working 37 hours a week. You know what you're earning per hour, right? When you're in a business, you can only do that if you project and then you take certain actions with a view to hitting a certain number. With the tools I've just shared with you, you can actually track your actions vis-a-vis the sales that are coming through. When you use Tailwind, even when you go and check your simple Pinterest analytics, you get to see how many people are clicking on your pin, which is your pin image, and they are clicking through from that pin to whichever link you attach to that pin. And how many of those are staying? Then you go check Google Analytics. I love Google Analytics. And you see how many are staying and for how long by checking your bounce rate. The higher your bounce rate, the lower the number. The lower people are staying on. The lower the time. The lower your bounce rate, it means people are staying on your resource, and they love what you're talking about, and they stay for longer. I try to keep my bounce rate between 60 and 40%. If you have an e-commerce store, your bounce rate will be high anyway. Why? Because people will come, like Amazon has the highest bounce rate ever. Why? Because people go to buy something and leave. They don't spend hours and hours on Amazon unless you're searching for something and you're comparing and you're whatever. When you're doing research, I do my research on Amazon. I spend a lot of time on Amazon because I go to research keywords. I go to research commercial keywords. I use more commercial keywords in my stuff than emotional keywords, because people use commercial keywords to look for specific content. So if you're selling, say, shea butter for the skin, you want to go on Amazon and you type shea butter in Amazon and see what comes up for you. And then there are several tricks you can use to find out exactly what keywords they're using, what tags they're using, the descriptions. You can go copy and model success. You know, there's everything on this planet has already been created. There's nothing new under the sky. Don't be scared to model and copy what other people are doing that's successful. Go do it. So, nice to see you here, Busigi. Remy Malay, you're welcome. You're welcome. You can catch up. So Pinterest analytics tools are great for your metrics, to know your numbers. They are not very, very good because because you're not just pinning your content, for those of you that are always watching or reading my Pinterest content, the ratio is at least 60-40, 60 being other people's content, 40 being yours when you're first starting out, because you have not created some kind of authority. As you grow, you switch the ratio to 70% your content to 30% other people's content, because the idea here is to drive traffic to your content, not to keep gifting it away. I mean, sometimes you've got to be selfish because you're here to make some money, whether it's for your charity, your business, your product, or your ministry. So you switch out the pins. I'm talking about pinning. When you pin content, the ratio of pinning. If you don't know what I'm talking about, please go to my blog, julescalpoli.com. Right here, right at the top, you'll see why Pinterest. Click on that article. It's a bit of a read, but it gives you everything you need to know to understand the words I'm using, the tools I'm talking about. In fact, they are right there inside of that article, and it really tells you why you're leaving money on the table if you're not using Pinterest to promote your product, your service, or platform. And don't ever carry the donkey. I understand as a startup, money is tight, but you're investing in a business. One of the things you must invest in is skills. And if you as a corporate, you are the skills that are hired to run the business for the owner. In your startup business, you get to be the one doing everything. So you invest in you and learn how to use these things so that when you hire people, you know what they're doing. When I hired my virtual assistants, when I hired my personal assistant, I knew exactly what they were doing because I actually laid out the video for them. I cut a video outlining what I wanted them to do and how to do it. And then I invited them to show me how they do it so that I can see whether my way or their way is better, and we can then marry the two or adjust accordingly. Because obviously when you hire somebody, you want to also use their expertise, right? So let's get back to what are the tools. I talked about Google Analytics. Google Analytics gives you a whole breakdown of what's going on with you, which area is bringing you most traffic, why is that traffic coming to you. It could be either clickbait traffic, or it could be real genuine traffic that's looking to buy from you. You want to know that. You want to know that pretty quickly. I've told you about Tailwind statistics. They are the best in the market that I know of. And that's what I use in my Pinterest. Those three. I use, four. Tailwind, Google Analytics, Pinterest Analytics, and Pin Pinterest Analytics to know my numbers and to know what's going on with my pins vis-a-vis the content I connect to it, and the links I add into those pieces of content that are meant to attract buyers. Because when you put out a piece of content, you're looking to educate somebody in a view and in return for them trusting you enough to take on what you're recommending that they take on. Otherwise, why are you even doing content marketing or attraction marketing, whatever you want to call it? So I think I've gone through the important tools that you need to attract traffic from Pinterest. I've also offered you some resources. A couple of them are in the pinned comment below. A couple of them I'm going to add in the comment section. You're going to have to find that comment. So there will be two comments from Julie Silkalunji. One is pinned and the other one is going to have a list of the other tools that I have for you. I also have a full blog post that I've written on my 9 best tools on Pinterest. Again, I can add that to the resource below. If you want to get The Art of Pinterest Profits, you absolutely can get it. It's on Amazon. The cover is brown, chocolate brown with an array of rainbow colors, and it's called The Art of Pinterest Profits. You can't miss it because you're not going to find this color on Amazon. That was a test color. Or if you just type Julie Sylvia Kalunji inside of the Amazon search bar, I'll tell you something. If you are running a business and you're serious about what you're doing, you've invested in, say, a product, you are an affiliate for a product, you're a representative for a product, you're in direct sales of some sort, you need to automate your systems, you need to brand you so that you stand out from all the other reps and all the other affiliates that are doing the exactly same thing as you. You want to be the one people go to for that product, as opposed to looking for Google or going to Google and buying from some stranger that they don't know. What I'm talking about is if you're promoting things like, say, Forever Living, if you're promoting skincare products, maybe you're promoting Juice Plus, or you are promoting your own coaching programs as a coach. You want to stand out by creating your own online platform that you control. It's called a website or a blog or a web page. You want to do that because that will help you to be able to leverage the tools that I've just talked about today. If you're an affiliate, you can absolutely leverage Pinterest. That's the beauty of Pinterest. They do not look down on your links like Facebook is doing right now and really making you beg for a trickle of traffic. Pinterest is sending you traffic as long as you are leveraging it the right way. And I teach you how to do that inside of the Ultimate Pinterest Roadmap. It is a video course. You will consume it in the comfort of your home. You don't need to go find me anywhere. Once you've got it, you've got lifetime access to it and all updates and support from us for at least 12 months. And after that, surely you should have put your systems to work for you, and you can be asking questions of us every so often. Our support team is always ready to help you. Otherwise, we really, really would love to see you soar this year. And thank you for watching me. If you've got value, I'd love some more hacks, some more wows. If you're using Pinterest already, I should have asked you this ages ago. Why don't you tell me so in the comments below? You're selling skincare products, hair care products, nail care products, teeth care products. You're selling products of some sort that people can eat, taste, touch, feel, and they're using for their personal well-being. Are you in the travel business? Are you an accountant? Whatever your profession, as long as you're not in the government profession or something that's top secret, Pinterest is somewhere you should be right now. Literally. With the way Facebook is going, if you're not advertising, then you absolutely need to go to Pinterest to get some of that organic traffic you've been missing out on. It's been your girl, Julie Silkalunji of julescalpoli.com, and your Power Echoes Show, which is also found on SoundCloud and iTunes. Just type your Power Echoes on Google, and you will see Julie Silkalunji come up as well. You can tune in into several other podcasts that I do put up, or head on to YouTube and go subscribe, and you'll find amazing content over there that I teach people for free. I love to give people amazing stuff that helps them grow, because we are all here to grow and enjoy our lives. And I it hurts me to see people struggle when they could be doing something better with their time, especially if they just take some of their time to do what they need to do. And like I said, you're invited to have our coaching inside of Jet Set Academy Coaching. And we have the February classes starting on the beginning of February, in the beginning of February. In the first week and a half of February, you can join. Thereafter, you have missed the February intake. You'd have to wait for March. And if you're looking to change your life in a way that is impactful for your business, you want to take a coach on board who will have a bird's eye view of your business and help you change some things to do things better. We do that in the first week of joining the Just Set Academy Coaching. I'm a coach. I'm a personal performance coach and a mindset coach as well. We touch your mindset. We help you find those things that are blocking you and stopping you from success. And we help you remove the blocks so that you can attract the people that you need to attract and to impact in your life. Until Friday, bring your questions, bring a cup of tea or whatever it is you like to bring. Bring your fun with you. Let's shake it to some music on Friday afternoon and answer your questions on startup, social media marketing, home-based business marketing, mindset, all those areas that are pertaining to home-based business and entrepreneurship. Bring those questions on Friday. I do a Q&A. We have some fun and you go out with some answers. You know that sharing is caring. You're helping out somebody. You don't even know it, but when you post this somewhere where somebody can see it, you're helping out somebody in a major way, and you too will be blessed in a major way that you don't even know about yet. I challenge you to share anyway, because you can literally. Until Friday, thank you for joining me. Thank you for being with me today.